Anna Ottani-Cavina, Professor Emerita at the University of Bologna and Honorary President of the Fondazione Federico Zeri, and former Edmund J. Safra Visiting Professor at the National Gallery of Art, focuses on John Robert Cousins' Cetara on the Gulf of Salerno, painted in 1790. Ottani-Cavina describes Cousins' visionary approach to watercolor painting, which inspired the Romantic painters of the next generation. John Robert Cousins' watercolor, Cetara on the Gulf of Salerno, measures 14 inches high and 21 inches across. In it, imposing mountains loom over a town seen across a calm bay or harbor. The color palette is cool, with grays, whites, muted greens, and icy blues. Below the mountains, on a narrow shore, lies a small port. Nestled behind a seawall, a band of smoke gray, smooth-faced stone buildings spans the composition horizontally across the lower zone. Building facades are pierced at regular intervals with arches and small rectangular windows. The building heights rise in steps from a single story to two, three, and four stories at the rear. One building at the center of the town has a dome and a bell tower. The surface of the water is still, with only a touch of white along the beach to suggest gently breaking surf. Touches of steel gray indicate dozens of people gathered in pairs and small groups, scattered along the shore around boats that have been pulled onto the beach. A long, low, two-masted ship floats in the water near the beach to the right. The stern of the ship is filled with figures. A massive peak behind the town to the right rises sharply, almost reaching the top edge of the paper. A second dramatic peak, filling the left half of the composition, is almost as high. Together, they curve upward towards the sky, forming a subtle but powerful bowl shape. Lower crests and cliffs fill the spaces between and beneath the two titans. The mountains are painted in dove gray and silvery blue. Trees and vegetation, in shades from dull green to aquamarine and teal, climb the steep slopes, mostly on the left of the picture. On the right side and into the distance, sheer rock faces rise up. Clouds sweep along the top of the sheet above the mountain peaks. Patches of pale blue sky are visible in the center and at the upper corners. Light pours into the scene from the left, throwing the right-facing slopes of the mountains into shadow.
In addition to the many, many paintings and great masterpieces which are exhibited in the gallery, there is a very important, very rich, unique collection in the Department of Prints and Drawings, where these fragile works have to be kept because they are very delicate. The colors have to be saved forever. I am Italian, and this watercolor portrays a very, very fascinating little village in Italy, south of Naples, close to Ravello, in a very little gulf, in the Gulf of Salerno. And it is a painting signed and dated, signed by the British artist John Robert Cousins, and dated 1790. And it has been sketched on the spot, and then maybe reworked later. I also like very much this watercolor, which represents the little town, the little village of Cetara, which is still almost intact today with the white houses, the dome of the church of St. Peter at the center and the high Monte Falerio. I like very much because it shows, this very fascinating encounter with the light of Italy, with the regular architectural organization of their little villages, with the white plaster and this color. So this idea of such a blue, this melancholic atmosphere, this visionary representation of Italy is extremely fascinating, and he will become the mentor for the future romantic generation and mainly for Turner. Turner will recognize in Cousens his ancestor. Usually we don't have paintings representing these parts of Italy so foggy, so romantic, I mean, so visionary. It is the sun, extremely strong in Italy, which usually hit the painter. He has a very peculiar palette because it's a palette of non-colors, pale green, pale blue, pearly blue. But anyway, it is a way of capturing a certain atmosphere. He was trained by his father, Alexander Cousens, who usually just a sort of monochromatic palette. And he added some kind of colors, but always reflecting a very emotional approach to reality. John Constable used to say, the painting of John Robert Cousens is all poetry, this poetic dimension. The Dr. Monroe, who was a famous doctor in London who took care of Cousens, kept in his studio so many watercolors and works by Cousens, and they were used by new generations and as element of inspiration for a new approach to the Italian culture. When the British painter John Robert Cousens came to Italy, he came twice. This is quite unique because usually this ritual trip towards Italy happened once in life. It was too expensive, it was too difficult, you had to find somebody who could pay for you. But in the case of Cousens, it happened twice. And it is on the repertoire that he put together while being in Italy that he continued to work all along his life. We can also ask ourselves how these artists used to work. And as we have found the preparatory drawing for this painting, we can understand that these artists used to paint en plein air, on the spot, outdoor, but not entirely. They used to make a very precise sketch, and then all along their life, coming back to Italy, they reworked, they offered different variants of this very same subject. He prepared so many huge watercolors because the dimension of these watercolors is quite exceptional. And watercolor is a very difficult technique because it's liquid, it's fugitive, it's very difficult to build up. So he was really great in all this. It's a moment when each single artist has a very subjective approach to to this experience. So in the case of John Robert Cousens, what is new, what is absolutely radically new, is that he has an approach strongly romantic in years. We are at the end of the 18th century, where instead the culture of enlightenment, the artists of this period usually have a very analytical, documentary and objective approach. But it's something new. They show our Italian landscape without folklore, without anecdote, in a sort of very pure and forever silent approach.